streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It is a Tuesday, a breaking news day. Aaron Rodgers re-upping with the Green Bay Packers, 4 years and a lot of money. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. I love days when stories break. The good news, I'll say this, is we work for Fox and they have the NFC. And Breeze retired and Brady retired. We did not need Aaron Rodgers leaving the NFC because the AFC's got great quarterbacks, a gauntlet of them. Congrats to CBS for that. We need as many of our great quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford. Please stay in the NFC. So good for Green Bay. Grass is not always greener. We had been predicting for months. We thought he would stay. We did think Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and Denver were solid options. No place is perfect. You know, it's the old thing. You get divorced, and all of a sudden, a couple years in, you're like, yeah, it's not ideal, because what you take to the new marriage is you and all your vagaries and flaws and little habits. And so Aaron would have gone to these other places, and he would have gotten a better defense in Pittsburgh and Tennessee, and he would have gotten better weapons in Denver. And they all have their issues. The Steelers can't get the offensive coordinator right. Their O-line's bad. You know, Tennessee has a Ryan Tannehill contract, so they would have been up against the cap and for a couple years, and Denver's got to face Mahomes, Herbert, Derek Carr twice. There's no perfect place. At some point, if 70, you know, I always say on the show, don't try to get happier than happy. If you're happy, that's a great place to be in life. Green Bay and Aaron is a happy place. They get home games. They win their division. The NFC North is suboptimal. You can do a lot worse than Green Bay if you're Aaron Rodgers.
Plus, I mean, could you imagine the pressure? Tom Brady in his first year with the new team, Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford, first year with the new team, Super Bowl.
Okay, you're just taking exceptions. These are rare occurrences.
Listen, is it?
Well, I just think... I guess,
pressure would be on Aaron Rodgers if he went somewhere else that was loaded to win a Super Bowl immediately.
Yeah,
they've done it the last 2 years.
And as Peter King said, that division's terrible.
Yeah.
There is no easier bet in the NFL, barring an injury to Aaron, than Packers win the division. Chicago's in a rebuild, Detroit's in a perpetual rebuild, and Minnesota, much as I like him, has regressed over the last 3 years. This is his division to win, home games.
And there's no pressure to win a Super Bowl. They've won two in the last 30 years.
A little pressure.
Is there?
There's always pressure on stars to win games, yeah.
Are there expectations for them? I don't know.
I don't think I wouldn't put him in my top four or five.
I don't think there's a Super Bowl
I still
team.
Think Buffalo's the best team in the league. I think Buffalo is better than the Rams. I really do. I think Buffalo is the best team in the league. So, listen, even when you have the best roster and team and coach and all this, there's no guarantees. Patrick Mahomes, his second Super Bowl, got blown out. Are you healthy? Does everything line up? What are the matchups? Cincinnati got to a Super Bowl. Do you think they're the second-best team in the NFL? I didn't. I watched all their games. I mean, you know, this stuff is like it's complex and it's hard. We always want the simple answer. Life's complex. There's a lot of gray out there. There's a lot of gray. Can I, before I go to my guest, so there's a new show out called Winning Time by HBO. And it's based on the book written by Jeff Pearlman. And the book was Showtime. Now, he's written a couple Laker books, one about Shaq and Kobe. Lakers are fascinating. There's a lot of egos, a lot of vanity, a lot of stars. So when the Lakers are great for a long period of time, it's interesting. It deserves a book. And he's written 9 New York Times bestsellers. So you watched it already. Adam McKay is the director. So I'm going to watch it tonight. It's HBO. It's called Winning Time. And it's fascinating because if you've not read the book, Showtime, Magic, Kareem, Riley, and the Lakers Dynasty of the 80s, apparently the Lakers don't love it because, let's be honest, it was the 80s, Wall Street popped, there was a lot of things people were doing that today in social media you would be raked over the coals for doing. It was a different time. It was very worthy of a great book.
I loved it. I'm very much looking forward to the next episode. I enjoyed it.
Let's bring in Jeff Pearlman. 9 New York Times bestsellers. Oh, for the record, Jeff, what a perfect day. You wrote Gunslinger, which is another book that I love, the remarkable, improbable, iconic life of Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers signed today. As you talked about in your book, Aaron and Brett had their little agitation, I guess. What is your what are your thoughts on Aaron staying in Green Bay and so forth?
I mean, I kind of agree with you. I think it's best for the Packers and best for football. I mean, I'm like a lot of people. I lost a lot of, I always had, when I was working on that Favre book, Rodgers was really weird. I first talked to him at a golf outing and he said, to arrange a time to talk. And he said, just call so-and-so. He gave me the name of who to call and he'll talk and I'll definitely talk to you. And then I got blown off repeatedly. And then when the book came out, Aaron complained about the book, which I tried to talk to him about, but he blew me off. So my feelings about Aaron Rodgers are always a little mixed, but Obviously he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get into this. The book was called Showtime. By the way, you can still order it on Amazon. It's fascinating. And now Adam McKay is a very clever director. He's decided, I'm going to make this. And it's funny because when you write a book and then somebody does a movie about it, a lot of times the writers are like, I don't know. So let's start with this. Your interpretation of what you've seen so far, is it pretty accurate?
Yeah, but it's entertainment. Like I always, people say to me, I've seen all 10 episodes. The first episode came out a few days ago. And people would say, did this happen exactly like that? And I always say, no, because it's entertainment. And it's based on the book. They're very loyal to the book. They're definitely loyal to the time period. But it's not the same thing as a documentary.
Right.
It is entertainment.
Yeah.
So you have to keep in mind that there are stretches and there are exaggerations and some of the main characters are sort of stretched out a bit. And that just kind of comes with a non-documentary look at a period.
So, Jerry West is one of the most, not only iconic figures, but Jerry's one of the really smart personnel people in the history of the league. But as you know, personnel is a mixed bag. Belichick can't draft a receiver to save his life.
Right.
So Jerry West, the Lakers became, there was Sidney Moncrief, who I watched. He was a great player at Arkansas. And then there was Magic Johnson, who I watched, you watched at Michigan State. How close did the Lakers get to drafting Moncrief over Magic?
Well, Jerry wanted Moncrief, period. Like, wanted Sidney Moncrief. And the funny thing about it is, I still maintain the Lakers with Sidney Moncrief have Kareem at center, Norm Nixon at point guard, Sidney Moncrief at shooting guard, Jamal Wilkes at small forward. Like, that's a hell of a team. And that might even be a championship team.
Sure.
Like, am I wrong? Like, that's a really good basketball team.
Yeah, that's a great team. Sidney was great.
Great. And so they can't. Jerry West, if we're just up to him, would have gone with Moncrief over Magic Johnson. He thought that, as they say in the series, he didn't know how a 6'9 point guard dribbling a ball this high up against, at the time, were point guards who tended to be around 6 feet tall, how that would go over.
Yeah.
So he fought for Moncrief. Ultimately, ownership wanted Magic. They thought the pizzazz and the salesmanship and everything about him would be more important. And I think you have to agree they probably made the right decision.
Yes. I mean, no player in the history of American sports has fit a city better than Magic fit Los Angeles. He literally, the name, the personality, the smile, and an entertainment base. Now, Jerry Buss, the legendary owner, was quite an interesting fellow. The gambler, a chemist, a little bit of a playboy. He and Magic, the relationship was very, very close, right?
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't just say a little bit of a playboy. You might want to extend that a little, but you know, it was kind of like father, son, but also like brother, brother. And they really had this kinship together. And Jerry Buss was an owner kind of like Mark Cuban a little bit, where he wanted to roll with his players and he wanted to be part of it all. And he didn't view himself. He bought the team from Jack Kent Cook. Jack Kent Cook viewed his players in a way as possessions.
Yes.
And these are my possessions. These are my toys to play with. And Jerry Buss came in and he wanted to have fun and he wanted the experience to be all inclusive and immersive. And he saw Magic Johnson as his kind of kindred spirit, as a guy who had come to LA, just as Jerry Buss had come to LA from Wyoming. He was coming to LA and he saw all the possibilities. So I think he viewed Magic very much as a brother type figure.
You know, it's interesting. LA is a city with a great deal of vanity. There's a lot of egos and a lot of money here. The winners get very, very rich. And you had Riley, who's a very smart guy, and West, and you know, and Phil Jackson. I mean, and then you have Magic and the stoic Kareem. When you watch Winning Time with Adam McKay directing this, and when you wrote the book, is it a little surprising to you that it lasted as long as it did, considering all the strong personalities with those Magic and Buss and Riley, you know, players and coaches?
I mean, if you look at the beginning of it, definitely it started. I mean, the rockiness of the beginning is often forgotten, and they actually do it well in the series. Jerry Buss's first coach hiring was Jerry Tarkanian, out of UNLV. And Tarkanian quit after his agent was murdered by mobsters in Vegas. He decided not to take the job.
That's right.
The second coach was Jack McKinney, who had been an assistant in Portland. He coached about 15 games on an off day, goes to play tennis with his one assistant, Paul Westhead, flips over the handlebars of his bike, lands on his head, never coaches the Lakers again. The next coach, Paul Westhead, leads them to the finals. And a year and a half later, Magic basically goes to Jerry Buss and says, this is not working, which leads to Pat Riley. And I think the stability of Pat Riley and really the emphasis on unselfishness and the emphasis on team overall, and also having a guy like Kareem for his different warts was an incredibly unselfish player. And also for Magic, for all the spotlight, was also an incredibly unselfish player. I just think they had the right pieces and the right guy running it.
You know, it's fascinating. Kareem is one of the most underrated great players ever, because he was stoic. He wasn't flashy. He didn't care about the glamour. Like Michael Jordan was the best looking player, the most glamorous player. He leaned into everything. Kareem's right. Unbelievable. Kareem was great for literally 18 years. I mean, he really, like LeBron, lasted forever. And it's fascinating because I go back to Jeff. This is so funny. There's this image that I can't get out of my mind with Magic and Kareem. It was very early in their relationship. And they won a big game, and Magic came over and hugged Kareem. And Kareem was like, what the emotion? What is going on here? It's really a classic YouTube clip you could look up. Talk a little bit about Magic and Kareem. And Kareem was a very academic, very cerebral guy, but he bought into Magic pretty quickly.
Wait, so first of all, the funny thing is you actually got that memory almost 100% right, but it wasn't a big game. It was the first game of their time together. They beat the Clippers, the lowly San Diego Clippers.
Was it?
And Magic hugs him, and Kareem is like, you know we have 81 more of these, right? He literally said, you know we have 81 more of these, right? The thing that Magic did that was really smart coming in is he was incredibly deferential to Kareem, like incredibly so. And he always referred to him as Cap. He would never call him Kareem. It was always Cap. He knew his job was to get him the ball down low. He never complained to any of the coaches in those early seasons about, this is slowing me down, we should be running more. Like, he recognized the status of Kareem. And, you know, Kareem was not into the whole like flash and dash of Magic Johnson. It wasn't his thing, but he really did appreciate, number one, a pass first point guard like Magic. And number two, just the selflessness of the guy, that he really was a guy who wanted to win. It wasn't about him. He wasn't a me player at all. So while they weren't hanging out off the court at all, like probably never, their relationship was a very good one.
Yeah, there's certainly a debate that's the greatest team of all time. I mean, if you consider the brains upstairs, mm-hmm. the engagement of the ownership, the unstoppable center, the greatest point guard of all time, sometimes it's surprising to me Brady Belichick lasted 20 years. It's so hard to last in these gigantic relationships. So when you watch Winning Time, is there a moment as you watch, you've watched all 10, the rest of us have to watch it in spurts. Is there a favorite episode or something that really makes you chuckle, that you're proud of, that you found out? You know, by the way, you've done this 9 times and been a New York Times bestselling author. You're a legendary reporter, not just a writer. Is there a moment in this book that we're going to see on television that you're proud of that not everybody else knew about?
Yeah, well, in the first episode, there's this moment when Magic comes to the Forum for his first time to negotiate. And Jack Ken Cook, the sort of outgoing owner, is there, and he still owns a team. And Jerry Buss is there. And they serve as a meal sand dabs. And I remember reporting this and having no idea what sand dabs were. It's a kind of seafood, knowing nothing about it. It sounds really dumb in a way, but like the moment when they lift the plates and the servers lift the plates and the sand dabs are placed in front of Magic Johnson, who's played by Quincy Isaiah beautifully. And that kind of look on his face, like, what the hell am I looking at? What is this? And when he says, because Magic, he served him all sand dabs. And he's like, Jack Ken Cook is like, it's a delicacy. And Magic in real life said, can I just maybe to get a hamburger? And the moment in the show where Magic says, can I maybe get a hamburger? It just warmed my heart. It's like this moment where like, this wouldn't exist if I didn't report it. And I don't know, it's just like, it was a nice moment for me.
Listen, I grew up on the coast of Washington State. I've eaten seafood for 58 years. I don't know what a sand dab is. What is a sand dab? What is it?
I don't actually get the entirety of it. I've never had a sand dab.
I've eaten
never
before.
Had a sand dab.
Joy's had a sand dab. What is it?
Yeah, I think it's just like a kind of fish. I don't ask a whole lot of questions.
Did it go extinct? Because I haven't seen it recently on any menu.
No.
I looked the other day and I found a recipe online for sand dabs.
Well, congratulations, because I'm not even gonna Google it. The book is called Showtime. He also wrote Gunslinger. He also wrote Three Ring Circus, Kobe Shaq film, The Crazy Years of Lakers Dynasty. I want to ask one question on that. In the last 9 years, the Lakers have had 7 losing seasons. We know this to be true, that second generation, third generation owned businesses can struggle, right? Like the matriarch or the patriarch hands it to somebody else and it's not always great. When you look at the Lakers' current state and you look at the Lakers, that book you write about, the Kobe, Shaq, Phil stuff, where did they go wrong? Or was it unavoidable, Jeff, because that was so big and so profound, it's almost like post-Jordan, post-Brady, that they were never going to be able to match it?
On the one hand, that's true. I also think, I don't know how much you've dealt with the Lakers. Like, I actually have always loved dealing with the Lakers, and Jeannie Buss is a joy, and Linda Rambis is a joy.
Yes.
Along the way, it's not quite the family business it used to be. And there used to be a real, you know, like guys like John Black and Gary Vitti and all these staffers, they'd been there for 20, 30 years. And there was a real sense of ownership among the employees. It isn't just a team I work for. It is our team. I feel like some of that has been lost with the Lakers, where it feels a little more like a business and a little less like a family business. And I'm not saying necessarily that makes or breaks a franchise. I just know back in the day, players knew everyone who worked for the team. You'd walk Magic Johnson, Shaq, they'd go up into the front office. They'd know all the employees. Hey, Linda. Hey, Bob. Hey, Steve. They definitely don't have that same thing anymore. And maybe that's just the reality of modern America. But I do think something has changed with the Laker dynamic through the years.
Okay, the book is called Showtime. It was released in 2014. Still a wild read. Jeff Perlman, 9 New York Times bestsellers. Also, he has a podcast called Two Writers Slinging Yang, a podcast. It's a writer's podcast, which is fun if you like reading, and I do. And and the HBO series is called Winning Time. I will say this, John C. Reilly, it looks in the trailers and stuff, it's like, boy, they hired the right guy to play Jerry Bones.
Yeah.
Like, it was seriously.
The guy who plays Magic, I agree with you on John C. Reilly. The guy who plays Magic, Quincy Isaiah, he was a center at Kalamazoo College. He weighs center in football, not basketball. He had to lose 80 pounds to play this role, and he's ridiculously good.
Jeff Perlman, great seeing you again. Congratulations on all your success.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
All right, Jeff Perlman. Fun stuff. I have not seen it. Joy has.
Sand dab, species of flatfish.
Never had it.
It's like a, yes.
Well, then, so I've had Dover sole, sea bass. Sea bass is great. Halibut.
Sand dab is like a, you know, it's a light, they're a small type of flounder.
Yeah. You think I'd know that? Grew up on a beach.
But I could relate to that scene.
So it's sand dab salad is a delicacy.
Salad?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, salmon salad is.
Oh, not else. No, you watch the show tonight. I want to see your perspective on that scene. Because Jeff's right. It's a really great scene. It's a very endearing scene.
All right. Very. I was watching Sixers Bulls last night. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Sixers pretty good.
5-0. James Harden, Joel Embiid. 5-0.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
The 2022 Big East Tournament tips off tomorrow with a triple header starting at 4:30 Eastern as Butler takes on Xavier, followed by DePaul, St. John's, and Seton Hall. Georgetown live from Madison Square Garden, only on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
So over the last month, I've watched a lot of college basketball. Arizona's pretty good. Purdue's pretty good. Gonzaga, pretty good. Wide open tournament. This is about as they always say, there's about eight teams that can win it. It may be 10 this year. There is no dominant favorite. Absolutely none. So that means this thing is going to be, somebody's going to win a lot of money in their betting pool. Because I don't have, it's a lot of good teams. We've seen this increasingly. The really good players, the Jalen Suggs, you get a year of them, then they're gone. And so last year we knew Gonzaga was really good. They have reloaded. That's what they do. But, it'll be interesting. Really a lot of depth this year in college basketball. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, former Lakers coach Phil Jackson made an appearance at the team's home game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And now his current relationship with the organization is being revealed. According to Sam Amick and Bill Orme of The Athletic, Jackson has been in frequent contact with Jeannie Buss all season regarding team matters.
Yeah.
And he's even consulted on the complicated dynamics of the Russell Westbrook situation in L.A.
He should be. He's smart. I'd want his opinion, too.
Well, he also won five NBA titles with the Lakers.
He's also been a GM. He knows the cap situation, how it works.
Yes. He's very familiar with this organization, the city, and how things are run. I don't think this is a bad thing. I just feel...
Are people viewing it as a bad thing?
No, I just think it's another layer of the Lakers saga this year.
Yeah. I would have Phil Jackson on a retainer. I have questions about any great brand that's had seven losing seasons in 9 years. I don't think it's as formidably run as it should be. So I would have no problem paying Phil to be available to me on the phone if I needed to talk to him, because they got issues here, and I'm going to talk about this later. This roster is the worst roster possible for LeBron James at this age. It doesn't need a tweak. They've got to really make some big moves here.
Well, that's sort of why the Lakers are so compelling, right? They've had seven losing seasons.
In nine years. This is a great brand.
And they won a championship 2 years ago.
Yeah, no, they've been really high and really...
and really low.
Yeah.
And I think that is a reflection of how fundamentally shaky things are with the Lakers. Sometimes brands the size and impact and reach, like the Cowboys and the Lakers and the Yankees, get into these spaces where the expectations are wildly unrealistic, whether it's because of their past success in the Yankees or the Lakers. Can't really say it with the Cowboys. They've won three playoff games in the last 25 years. So if you're still hanging on to, you know, the Jimmy Johnson era, you should catch up. But the brand still is the biggest in all of sports.
Yeah.
So sometimes the brand can overwhelm the reality of the situation.
Right.
And I feel like that's what happened with the Lakers this year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not fixable, though. Like, an organization that just won a championship 2 years ago, that has had the success that the Lakers have had, I can't put them in a category of completely dysfunctional, and like it's bad, but it can be corrected.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things the NBA demands, if you make trades, salaries have to match. Baseball doesn't do that. Football doesn't do that. I don't think hockey does. I think it's outdated. You know, players don't like the franchise tag. Well, then negotiate it differently. I don't love the idea. I think teams should be able to make more trades. I don't have a problem with the trade deadline. If you could just trade and not have to worry about matching salaries, you can get out of this really quick. But instead, you have to find a salary that matches Westbrook, which is another bad contract, which limits the rebuild. Like, for instance, in college football, the transfer portal, USC is going to be really good next year. By the second year, they will vie for a national championship. Because you can literally, Pete Carroll took 2 years. This will take about 1.5 because you can bring in like 12 new starters. And so the NBA sometimes is an impediment to rebuilding. It takes a long time. And I think that's bad for fans. And in the NFL, we've watched this. You've watched the 1-15 Dolphin team win 11 games the next year when Parcells ran it.
The Cincinnati Bengals were in the Super Bowl this year.
That's why in the NBA, your front office becomes very important. And I want Phil on retainer. They get in the way of rebuilds. You have to swap bad contracts. What you should be able to do is just like, hey, it's an expiring contract. We'll take it and we'll give you this young player.
I also think that the Lakers overall have to take a look at who is making the final basketball decision and how qualified they are to do that. Like, there has to be some accountability for this roster this year. And maybe some of that is being passed because LeBron has the influence that he has over the roster. But I think that also has to change. Like, if you are and I'm sure we'll find out over time. And it seems like the most solid, consistent report that LeBron James is the one that wanted Russell Westbrook and overruled everyone on that. Well, then you don't get to keep making calls on the roster. Anthony Davis is, obviously they won a championship with him, but he is a injury prone player. He's not available.
A lot.
And he is your star. He's not like a role guy that hurts you. He's the star. And Russell Westbrook was a disaster. So the way that those decisions are made has to change. Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay.
Boom.
Very excited. He reportedly agreed to a 4-year, $200 million extension to make him the highest paid player in NFL history. It includes $153 million guaranteed, and his cap hit next season will go down. I'm old enough to remember this being categorically false.
Yeah, that was what he said.
The report that he wanted to be the highest paid player. Categorically false.
Yeah, listen, I've gotten out of the space that I think Aaron's telling me the truth on a lot of things in his life.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it. I didn't believe that when he said it, when his lips stopped forming words, I didn't believe it.
Yeah, Aaron, I don't buy into what he tells me, but I buy into his talent and this being the best place to
incredibly,
play.
Incredibly talented. I don't think this is the best place for him to win. I don't know that I think that they're a Super Bowl team. It's just, it can't get much better than last year and you couldn't win a playoff game. So, I mean.
Well, here's the advantage. Brady and Tampa go from Super Bowl favorites to not the same franchise. So one roadblock, one obstacle. It'd be like if Golden State got moved.
San Francisco might not be as good. They have a young quarterback now.
So the Rams are good. The Packers are good. We know that.
Yes.
Everybody
I'm not saying they're not going to be good. They're going to crush the regular season.
Well, that has some value.
I don't think it has lots of value. It's just not, you're not in the same conversation as Super Bowl teams.
See, I still, because their division's so bad and the NFC so weak, I think I'm forced to kind of put them at the bottom end. I don't think they match it with Kansas City, Buffalo, the Rams, but it's a weird league. Year to year, it is a weird league.
Year to year, teams are completely different. I want to see how the draft goes, how the rest of free agency goes, what they do with Devontae Adams. I feel like I've seen this story with the Packers. I mean, he's back-to-back MVP, number one seed in the NFC and can't win a playoff game. Yeah. I'm like, great for the Packers fans.
Yeah.
Great for the NFC that he's staying. Sorry to Chicago and Minnesota and Detroit. Your perils are not over yet because he's still going to be there. By the way, I mean, woke mob, you got to get your weight up because, I mean, I thought he was canceled.
Oh, yeah, that's
$200 million dollars is getting canceled now?
I know, it's crazy.
Sign me up.
Cancel culture. Oh, wait, he's the richest player in the most popular sport in America. All right.
It's so
funny how that cancel culture
so
thing works.
So the NFL announced that Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley has been suspended for the entire 2022 season.
Yeah.
It was discovered that he bet on games while he was away from the team in November.
He bet a Falcons game, by the way, as a Falcons player. Yeah. Complicated.
I mean, in a parlay, too, which...
It's
not devoid of the jokes there. They pretty much write themselves. But Ridley acknowledged what he did, tweeting that he bet $1,500, but doesn't think he has a gambling problem.
He may not.
I would disagree. I think if you gamble on your own team with the very clear knowledge of what would and could happen to you in the NFL, if it's found out, most certainly do have a gambling problem. I'm not saying he can't control and he's betting his mortgage, but you have no plausible deniability in this space.
Oh, no, teams hold multiple symposiums telling you there's signage everywhere in building. You can't bet on NFL games as an NFL player. You can bet on March Madness. You can bet on hockey. You can't bet on NFL games.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows. There are certain rules that someone's like, oh, I didn't know that was a rule. I didn't know I couldn't do that. Nope. Everyone knows in sports you can't bet on
your sport.
Everyone knows that. There's no mystery.
And stop with owners can own, yes, owners can own businesses where you and I can gamble. That doesn't mean players can gamble. Everybody knows.
This story was not that outrageous to me. I also have a limited amount of things I can be outraged about, and most of them are for actual victims and people that are truly being, taken advantage of or harmed. This is not a surprising situation. This was going to happen. It's probably going to happen again. That doesn't mean that you can't have gambling around sports. By the way, gambling's always been around sports.
But in Europe, you can bet English Premier League games in the stadium.
You're going to be able to do that here very soon. You're going to be able to do that in
halftime in the stadium.
NBA arenas and NFL arenas, you're going to be able to do that. Everything doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. Okay. This was a terrible decision by Calvin Ridley. He absolutely knew he couldn't do that. Inexcusable. I am totally fine with the suspension. They have to come down hard on it, especially because of the influx of gambling money and gambling advertisers. You have to make the message very clear, although they most certainly already did.
Yes.
There's still going to be people that cross the line. And that's all it is. There's no need to freak out. Gambling's not going anywhere, nor should it. You know you can't gamble on it.
Yeah.
There are things that other people are allowed to do that you can't when you're in certain situations.
Yeah, power. If you own something, you're a boss. My bosses have things I don't. My boss, he flies private all the time on a company jet because he has to go negotiate contracts and he has to be back here tomorrow for another meeting. I don't get to go and say, hey, can I use a company jet? I want to go skiing. I don't get that.
If somebody gives you something for free and you tell your friends about it, you're not going to get in trouble. If someone gives me something for free and I talk about it on the air and they're paying me before it and I'm not paying the platform, I can't do that. It's called payola. There's different rules for different people. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's not about fairness or not. By the way, I think this is far less outrageous than the Stephen Ross allegations.
No, Stephen Ross thing's way worse. He's an owner who offered money reportedly to tank games. That is, that's what we said it at the time. That's
outrageous.
You got to be out of the league.
This is confirmed, so it is a big deal, but you know.
And we also knew this was coming. Like, there was going to be an NFL player who bet on a game.
Yeah, this is not something I'm a long list of things that could shock me. This is not one of them.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Russell Westbrook is mad at fans. Does he have a point? We'll talk about that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Okay, we got breaking news. Massive, massive, massive breaking news. Russell Wilson is headed to the Denver Broncos. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. If he wants to, Russ has to approve the deal. Seattle needs picks and players. Denver needs a quarterback. In my opinion, huge win for Russell Wilson. I am currently texting his agent, and I will tell you what I hear. This is a big win. Denver doesn't need draft picks. Denver's ready to win a Super Bowl. Denver's got excellent running back, a star tight end, four receivers, a great left tackle, elite corners. They probably have to draft. They're trying to sign Von Miller back, but they have a young safety that's fantastic. George Payton's a very good GM. I think they've drafted exceedingly well. This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before Brady got there. We've been saying this, why Aaron didn't want to go there. Russell Wilson is just saying, I don't care if I have Mahomes. I don't care if I have Derek Carr. I don't care if I face Justin Herbert. I want weapons. And wow, wow, wow. And by the way, you could say, well, Denver doesn't have an owner. Seattle doesn't either. I mean, Seattle's going through a new ownership situation. It may not be the same owner in Seattle today in 5 years that it is today. I'm not sure if Paul Allen's sister is going to keep it. So Russ has to approve the deal. I think it's a win for Russell Wilson. Now, Seattle's, obviously, we don't have the picks yet. I'm trying to find those out. I would guess right here. I would give up four first-round picks. I couldn't give a rip. They don't have a ton of needs in Denver outside of quarterback. Give up first-round picks. And Seattle, by the way, does not have a history of acing their first-round picks. They have whiffed badly. Rashad Penny, to name one. They've whiffed badly on some first-round picks. I'm going to take a drink here. It's kind of a big one.
Apparently, according to Schefter, Denver acquiring Russell Wilson has nothing to do with the Aaron Rodgers decision to return to Green Bay. The GM initiated trade talks with Seattle for Wilson at least 2 weeks ago, per sources.
Well, so this relationship was very good early. Russell Wilson and Mark Rodgers were very upset years ago when the Seahawks, John Snyder and Pete Carroll, went to visit Josh Allen at his workout in Wyoming. That did not sit well. They had a Super Bowl quarterback, and you're going to look at Josh Allen. I mean, let's be honest. If you and I won an Emmy, and we hear that our boss is out looking at new hosts for this time slot, we'd be like, talk to my agent. So that started all this. Seattle started it. That they looked at Josh Allen, it did not make Russell and his camp happy. They're like, you're not paying us anything. We're winning Super Bowls. What are you doing? Now, it should be noted, Josh Allen is an all-time great prospect. Mel Kiper puts him as his 10th best quarterback prospect in the history of it. So a lot of people like Josh Allen. He was 6'6", jumping over people, blah, blah, blah. Late bloomer. That started it. The friction started with that. And I have had multiple people connected to the Seahawks, former assistants, people in the scouting department, former players that feel like Pete's style of offense, and we've seen this with Mike Zimmer and Vic Fangio, sometimes Mike Tomlin, is very 1994. It's very run-reliant, play defense, run. One of the trades that I thought was a huge mistake when they let go of Max Unger, the center, for Jimmy Graham, the tight end, he was a finesse tight end in an offense where Pete likes his tight ends to block. Didn't like that move. I've been very critical. I had a former scout within the organization tell me in the last several months that too often John Snyder does all his work with all his scouts and they do all their work. And then at the end, Pete comes in with a strong opinion and they let Pete get what he wants in the draft. And it doesn't always make scouts happy. They have whiffed on a lot of draft picks. Their drafting has been odd. I've had multiple GMs tell me they don't like the way Seattle drafts. It's peculiar. A lot of reaches. And so my guess is they're going to get Teddy Bridgewater. I would guess they'll get Teddy Bridgewater and a boatload of picks, and it will allow them to rebuild. Is Bridgewater a free agent? Well, they'll have to go get somebody else. So they're going to save on money, by the way, so they can go to the market. Carson Wentz, Mitch Trubisky. Now, they're not Russell Wilson, but there's quarterbacks out there. There are quarterbacks out there because Jim Irsay is mad about Carson Wentz. So he's available for the right price. Trubisky's available. There's a Deshaun Watson situation. If you've followed that, there's a couple teams doing legal work on that. What do you have?
Well, I mean, the haul that they're going to get for Russell Wilson
is substantial.
First round picks and other players.
Now think about this.
If you are weak this year at the quarterback position, who cares? The quarterback draft next year is going to be way better than it is this year.
But
you can trade all the way up in the draft and get your next franchise guy if you want.
Okay, that's fair. But I'm in a division with Sean McVay and Matt Stafford.
Yeah,
Kyle
Shanahan. The division is weakened by Russell Wilson leaving, but like you already had a down year and you're moving off of your future Hall of Fame quarterback. If you have a down year or an okay year with the haul that you're going to get for Russell Wilson, you can make that move next year.
Yeah, this division is too good to roll the dice on a bridge or a backup quarterback. You got to go big. You can't replace Russell Wilson. And listen, this relationship has been, I talked to Russell at the Super Bowl for 15 minutes. This relationship has just not been great. As you said last week, you said with complete conviction, it's not going to end. Russell Wilson in Seattle will not be tied at the hip. Whereas Aaron Rodgers has an offensive coach, generationally same age coach. The Packers have developed offensive lines well. Packers actually draft better than Seattle. I mean, Seattle's last four drafts, they have two elite players. One of them's a punter. They over traded for Jamal Adams. Dwayne Brown did not have a great year at left tackle. He's about their only elite offensive lineman. It's just the defense has regressed badly over the last 5 years. Bring up that graphic. I don't know if we have it. We'll probably go chase it next hour. The last 4 years of Russell Wilson. Joy put this out there a couple days ago. Russell's not the problem. The defense is a mess. It's a bottom five defense in the NFL. So this relationship has not been good. I've been in contact with Russell and Mark Rogers for the last couple of years. They've been classy about it. But without saying exactly what they feel, it's just there's tension here. It's not right. They have real doubts about the front office. I'll say this. We always talk about quarterbacks and coaches. General managers in this league are generally underpaid. You cannot overcome a bad GM. I think the Denver GM is really sharp. I think he's really sharp. So the division's tough, but you know, you don't know what's going to happen here. You can't. Plus, if you're a great athlete, you're going to be petrified of competing. I mean, in the end, Russell's saying, I would rather compete with better pieces than compete in the best division in football with worse pieces. Like, I think it's a win for Russell. Do I think it would be better if he went to Tennessee? Would it be easier? Perhaps. But Seattle, I'll say this, Seattle wanted him out of the NFC. They want him over in the AFC. They don't want to compete against Russell Wilson coming back to Seattle, running around the field, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, that was our guy. we had that guy. He just threw for 300 yards and ran for 100. How is this the best day in the history of the world
good.
Right here? I mean, come on. Russell Wilson and the Broncos. Aaron, back to Green Bay next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.